Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9, 101.3 and AM 1580 WAMW. I'm Dwayne Shake. Each week we shine a spotlight on topics important to our community. Focus on the Community, sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Our guests today are from the Daviess County YMCA. We welcome Executive Director Tom Danahy and Beth Gabhart, a member of the YMCA Board of Directors. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thank you so much for coming in. Such timely, perfect time for you to be here. The new year is officially underway. We are into the month of January, and the number one New Year's resolution every year never fails, hands down. I'm going to take off weight in the new year. Well, we are now 4 days into it. How many have already blown it, right? Yeah. It's made to be blown, let's face it. But the Daviess County YMCA does not want that to happen for you. And today we're going to talk about health and wellness. That's our focus. And how it is important to your body and to your health to make you live longer. Let's face it. It's all about you and your health. But also we're going to talk about how the YMCA can help you to implement some strategies to really shed the pounds and get serious about getting fit in the new year. And Beth, we're going to start with you. The importance of physical fitness. I mean, let's just break it down. I know that pretty much leaves it wide open, but it goes to health, blood pressure, cholesterol, fatigue, not having energy. It leads to a number of things. The bottom line is you just get drawn down if you're not healthy.
Exactly. And I can speak from coming from the nursing aspect part of it, too. Exercise is important for everybody, no matter what the age is. The benefits that you get from exercise, as you had stated, are not only physical, as far as lowered blood pressure, better heart conditions, lower your risk of diabetes, and also illnesses associated with obesity. And that also includes cancers. And I think that is something that everyone is affected by at one point in their a lifetime. And if you look at the studies that are really starting to come out now, it's really been fascinating and great that if we look at exercises as part of a prevention for our health, so we can age in a way that is going to keep us able to keep up with our grandkids and able to live our life that we want to do. So it's not only about fitting into that pair of jeans you've got in your closet. It's not only about losing those inches, but it's about also taking care of the body that we want to live in, so we're able to live the life that we want to live in. And the nice thing is, and one of the things that I love about the YMCA is it gives you so many opportunities to exercise in different ways and capacities, no matter if you have joint issues or if you want to come in and you've only got 20 minutes and you need to get into the workout room and get on that elliptical. So it is very flexible as far as we have something for you one way or the other. And as you said, it's really about focusing on I'm getting healthier, I'm getting stronger, and I'm becoming a better version of me, not only physically, but then also mentally and de-stressing the beginning of the morning or at the end of my day. And then lastly, with our group exercises, hanging out with friends that are in the same boat, you know, hanging out with my coworkers that want to take this journey together, and doing it all together makes the hard times easier, because you know, hey, she's going to be there waiting on me at 8:30 in the morning. If I don't show up for class, I'm going to get a text afterwards. Where were you at? So that accountability also offers support on the times that it's going to get hard, like you said, and when we see them kind of drop off. So we just have a lot of different things that we can offer as far as accountability, flexibility for what you can do, because everyone can do something. It's just a matter of finding out what it is that works for you.
You're right, exactly. And we're going to get to a lot more of the classes and the things at the Y, but back to exercise, and that's, of course, a big part of it. But also, it takes a whole lifestyle change. You know, in this day and age, fast food, so convenient. We have drive-through ATMs. You know, everybody just hurry, 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 get up and go. It's so easy to go through that drive-through. And I think fast food, and nothing against the fast food industry, because I'm there all the time myself. But let's face it, that's really led to helping us put on the extra pounds because of the convenience factor. So you've got to change the diet as well.
Correct. It goes back to a cultural shift. Right now, it's a lot easier to live unhealthy As you said, there's tons of different fast food restaurants that you can swing through. And then also, too, everyone being so busy. But there's always ways around that. In the past, I've offered different lectures at the YMCA that talk about how we can eat healthy on a budget, going through the grocery stores and finding those things. And I always think about also the things that are coming around that are helping us, like an Instapot, which you can cook dinner within 5 minutes and those type of things. So I would definitely say that the American way does not lend to being healthy. But it's one of those things that you have to realize that you have the power to change. You have the power to make those different changes in your life and also in your family, too. And so you can always choose that. Yes, it's a little bit more work, but it's like anything else. Once you get in the habit of it, it does become a little bit easier. Once you can get some education and tips on how you can incorporate it, it doesn't become extra work. I like to say it becomes part of your lifestyle, part of your routine. And once it does that, it's a lot easier, because by then also too, you start to realize, oh, I feel better. And that's the hardest thing. And remembering, like, oh, I didn't realize I felt that bad and when I was eating that junk. But then when you go back and you look at how far you've come and like, okay, I feel so much better. And it's, again, just taking care of the body that you were given, and it's going to function so much better on the good foods. And there's a lot of fads, diets, and all those type of things. If you go back and you look at the medicine and the science behind it, it goes back to real food, real work, real results that stick. So it's a lot easier than I think what people realize that it actually is.
One more thing, and then we'll get to you, Tom, about the why. But the thing that gets people down, and I think this is the number one thing that will cause people to just throw up their hands and give it up, they go to that scale and they want immediate results. You know, they want to see 10, 12 pounds off. You know, they want to see the pounds continue to drop instantly. You got to know it's a progressive thing. It takes a little bit of time. And sometimes measuring in inches helps too, you know, around the waist. Know that this is being it for the long term, right? Not the short term.
Absolutely. And studies will show you that what we want to see is 1 to 2 pounds per week. Those are the ones that stay off. Those are the ones that last a long time. Those aren't your water weight losses. 1 to 2 pounds per week. And then, as you said, look at the numbers on the measuring tape. Have someone measure you and track that, because as you start to lose fat and you gain muscle, there's going to be a shift. And what I will tell people also, too, is your clothes will fit differently. So you need to take that into account. And then I tell people too, you know, keep track of that in a sense, like how you're feeling, because you can't tie that to a number. A lot of people do get obsessed with the scales and so forth, but don't get obsessed to where you're weighing yourself every day. At the end of the week, go ahead and get on scale, get that number. But then also too, look at the number of the measurements, and then also take into account how you're feeling, how your clothes are fitting, that type of thing. Because again, 1 to 2 pounds per week, when you really think about that, that seems like very little, but the way that your body composition is going to change is going to be much more dramatic than what you see on that scale and how you feel. And rewarding yourself in this sense for all the work that you put in. And I think, again, goes back to the American way. We tend to reward ourselves with food. And I always like to say that we're not dogs, so we shouldn't reward ourselves with treats. Reward yourself with going out and going shopping and buying a new outfit, because your clothes no longer fit you the way that they want to do. So it's a mindset shift that we have to get in the habit of doing, and helping others see that as well.
And one other thing, this is good stuff. Is there a difference between males and females? Because I've heard spouses say they're discouraged because their husband may have lost quicker than the wife, and then the wife gets out of it because she's depressed because the husband's losing quicker. Is that a factor?
Absolutely. And actually, it's not only gender biased. Everyone's metabolism is a little bit different. We have a resting metabolism that can be factored in, and it goes into age and different variables. So everyone's metabolic rate will be different. So that's why some people will lose quicker than others. And like you said, that can feed into that frustration. So what I always emphasize is you are on your journey. you're dealing with your body. So you need to take that into consideration. And it's the competition is not about someone, you and someone else. It is always about you. It's always, have you pushed yourself to be your best? Have you pushed your limits? Have you done everything that you can do to continue to be on this journey and progress? Because it's not about perfection. It's about progression. And like you said, sticking with it and progressing every day, progressing every week. So there are different things that will affect how quickly you lose it. But then also, too, and looking at that, women, I think, kind of view it differently from men. So whenever we look at that, men's going to gain muscle mass faster than what women's going to do. And then there's also a misconception that if women start working out, they're going to bulk up. And that's completely untrue. It really depends on what it is that you're doing and how you're fueling your body after your workouts and so forth. So it really goes back to that body composition, that when you look at this picture in a magazine, I want to look like her one day, that's a facade. But what you need to do is sit down and think about, how would I feel at my very best? And that is what my goal is. That when I felt my very best, whether it was in my 20s or 30s, you know, what was it that made me feel my very best type of thing? Was it being able to run around with a teenager? Was it able to get out and ride a bike? Was it able to run that 5K? Remembering those things and aiming for that versus something that is photoshopped in a magazine is what's going to be key.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Beth. Tom Danahy, now we're going to implement this that Beth has been talking about for the past few minutes. The Daviess County YMCA, lots of different opportunities available. It is January. It is a brand new year. And the YMCA is here for the community. They're here to help. They want to reach out. Tom, you've got a lot of excellent things going here in the month of January.
We do. Thank you, Dwayne. And thank you, Beth. Beth, you just articulate that so well. It's a pleasure to have you advocate for health, and that's what this show is about.
Absolutely. Talk about the YMCA a little bit as far as what we have going for the month of January at the local YMCA.
Very good. And we started the show with New Year's resolution. And yeah, every year we would like to be your solution to that. But we do realize that only 16% of people stick with it for much length of a time. And I just like to reiterate, you know, start with small change, whether it's nutrition or exercise. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to do 5 miles. Oftentimes people overtrain right out of the beginning. And that can lead to injuries and frustration. And so small change is needed. You know, we've taken a lifetime to get out of shape. It's not going to happen immediately. It may take a matter of weeks or months. But at that point in time, and I'll quote you, Beth, you've helped me on this, is simply maintenance when you're in shape. So getting back to what we're doing, we've been planning for January since last June, actually. And each year, our board of directors, which are all volunteers and who I am very appreciative to, who kind of debate where the Y should be going, they have always allocated some funds for us to upgrade the equipment in the wellness center. And we've got beautiful treadmills and ellipticals and Paramount machines, Cybex, free weight. You know, we're pretty stacked on really good stuff. And this year I'm thinking, well, you know, there's not much more we need, but we will be upgrading in that area. But what immediately came to my attention was it is a little more hard to stick in a wellness center doing an individual workout. And again, going back to what Beth was talking about, people need support. We don't want to lose a member 2 months from the time they join, because and the number one reason is just not using it. And I think that goes to the point of they're not seeing results. They don't feel as if they've made much progress. And so there's a combination of things that can happen there. So what we're going to do is we recognize that group X classes, which are down in our aerobic studio. Many of our members have only been there on the initial tour of the Y. It's a beautiful room. And we have, for over the years, had great staff teaching the classes. But a lot of times it would be the same class. So we teamed up with a group called MOSA. MOSA is an Italian word. It means motion. And they are a consulting group. They are part of what we call preferred vendor of the YMCA. And they're in many YMCAs. And I got a call last June from a gentleman who said, you know, how would you like to be able to help those what we call health seekers stay with the program much, much longer and be supported, have fun, and see results? Well, how do you hang up on that? And so we listened, and we did some webinars, and we invited our staff in. And the criteria was that we needed to have 10 instructors to go through a very dynamic and long training. And in the end, we qualified. We had the numbers. And I'm so pleased to see our instructors. They worked all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in the morning, and doing this program, which is called Strength Train Together. And I've gone through it. Beth has gone through it. It's just, you can't say anything bad about it. It's probably the best single workout one can do. But like all workouts in the beginning, it's just learning the routine. It's going slow. And what it is there's a very light bar. You don't have to put any weight on the bar at all. And then you have a variety of weights, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 10 pounds. And for different muscle groups, the instructor guides you through. The music is from MOSA. And the instructors are just so excited. So what we've done is we're going to offer it free to anyone. Come down and try it. Try the class. And at the same time, like all programs that have additional cost to it, we've decided to cut the fees in half. So the fee is only $8 for a member, and that's for 2 classes a week for 4 weeks. So you got 8 classes. So you're talking $1. And that really reserves you space for the equipment so that the room does not get too crowded. Likewise, we want to reach out to our non-members, and that fee is $20. And again, it includes 8 classes, you know, so $2 a class. Come on in, give it a try. And we've talked with this on our board, and we've decided to, since this is such an investment and there's so much energy right now, we're going to go 3 months, January, February, March, where we're going to just keep these fees as a just a nominal fee to get you in so that we can prove to you that in 3 months your body will change for the better.
Wow. Again, the YMCA reaching out to help you get that New Year's resolution goal, shed the pounds, get healthier in 2019. We're talking $1 a day for members, $2 a day for non-members. And Tom, once you do this for 3 months, hopefully you'll jump on board and become a member of the YMCA during the month of January. They can save 50%, no joining, or save $50, I'm sorry, no joining fee. Save up to $50 with no joining fee.
Well, that's the other thing. We recognize, and everyone in the health and preventive health industry realizes, when summer comes along, we lose a lot of our members. And, you know, when they come back, they're not as in good shape as when they left. There is merit to staying. You can't duplicate strength training, swimming laps, and these classes outside very easily. But in any case, we're a welcoming organization. We're a nonprofit charity. We want you back. And to do that, we're going to discount this joining fee. The joining fee goes to capital projects, roof repairs, pool repairs, things like that. But for the month of January, through January, you come in, and you will save that $50 right off on a family and a single membership. I believe it's $25 on youth. We have couples memberships also that you would see that joining fee on as well.
This is great stuff, guys. I can't believe we're already running out of time. It seems like it went by quick. We could talk for a whole hour show, I think, on health and fitness, or 20 hours for that matter. But again, we got to try to begin to wrap this up. We talked a lot about MOSA there. That is a great program that is really, really getting people in the door at the YMCA. Try it. Beth, you know, we're talking all ages, too. Maybe you're a teenager. Maybe you're a senior citizen. The program adapts to all ages.
Absolutely. And all of the moves can be modified according to whatever your age or your limits are, anything like that. So, and going back to that, one of the things that I enjoy and I really like about the classes that give them a lot of value is you have an instructor that will be able to look at you and see how you're lifting that bar. So if you're lifting that bar incorrectly and putting yourself at risk for an injury, that instructor can tell you, no, you need to be able to do it this way, can help you correct it, which is very different than if you go into the workout room and you're lifting heavy up there, not really really knowing how you're supposed to be lifting that can really set you up, as Tom said, getting injured, quitting, that type of thing. So these classes not only are there to help you, but we also have the instructors that are there to train to make sure that everyone taking the classes are safe, doing it correctly, and get the most out of the class, but then also pushing them when they need to be pushed a little bit, like, you can do this, you know, believe in yourself, you can do this.
And that accountability factor, too.
Getting Absolutely.
There, getting there. So, again, the Davies County YMCA MOSA classes, $1 a class for members, $2 a class for non-members. And how can you put a price on your health? Again, shedding those pounds, getting healthy in 2019. That's what our focus is today on Focus in the Community as we enter this brand new year and the month of January. Our guests, Beth Gabhart and Tom Danahy from the Davies County YMCA. Guys, thank you so much. Great information and continued success at the Y. And I know it's going to be a busy month coming up. We appreciate you coming in today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Focus on the Community on WAMW has been presented by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. For a rebroadcast of today's program and shows, you can visit our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning as we focus on the Community.